Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.
All right, so last week we started the Sefer Bavavi Mishkan Evne, and we discussed the opening concept that the idea, the central theme of life is the concept of Kirvos Elokim Litov, of coming close, feeling close to Hashem, and that is our goal. And that while we might be aware of that, and if I would ask somebody, do you agree to that statement that the idea, the tachlis, the purpose of our life is to be close? So yeah, I agree to that. Yeah, we do very little as far as actually moving towards that, as far as actually understanding that, actually working on accomplishing that and feeling that. And we left with a brief piece of homework of writing out on these cards the phrase, Kirvos Elokim Litov, just the phrase, just so it should be part of our consciousness, and to see how many times a day to actually bring it into our life. We haven't yet begun understanding how to do it, haven't begun to understand what it means, just the concept that I'm here, I have a purpose, my purpose is to feel close to Hashem, and I should think about that. And I just heard from a couple of you, I spoke to a couple of people over Shabbos also, just on how that went, and almost how difficult it is to actually think about that, even when you're working on it. In other words, this is the work, I'm working on it, and yet it's still not something which plays a role in our consciousness, and our daily activity, in our daily lives, and it really says a lot about how I think when the way that Rav Schwartz would say it is the way the Yetzer Hara works, when he knows that's what it's about, developing a relationship, feeling close, and you see how hard it is, how much time in our day goes by without it. And for those of you who actually tried this exercise and would say, yeah, I did it twice a day, that's success. Two times in my entire day, I thought that the purpose of my life is to be close to Hashem. And like, that's success, that twice a day you manage to think about that. But that's actually growth. That's actually better than what it was before, because before I didn't think about it at all, and now I've actually thought about it twice. So that's something to be proud of, and to feel accomplished with. We will continue with that. I'm gonna switch the format a little bit, just as I experiment with this. Being that this is a Sefer, last week I did almost the entire thing outside of the Sefer. I'm going to read a little bit more inside. I made photocopies, everyone should have, just a few paragraphs. I think it'll give a better flavor of the author and his approach, rather than just having it strictly come from me, and I'd rather it come from him. So I did do that. So I'm going to pass these sheets around, which you could work on while I start with his particular example as he begins to, as we'll pick up from where we spoke yesterday, last week I should say. Yes, yeah, double-sided sheet, that's all you have everything you need there. I'm going to be starting from your base, but we're not even there yet. So Rav Schwartz brings a marshal. Imagine a person rafting down a river, white water rafting, and unbeknownst to him, he ends up on the wrong area. He's about to go over a cliff, major waterfall, and he's about to crash over. He reaches up and grabs onto a branch that's hanging from one of the sides. His raft crashes down hundreds of feet below, and he's there dangling, holding on to such a branch. Mm-hmm. Says of Schwartz, picture such a person. And if you were able to have a conversation with that person, as he's there holding on with both of his hands for dear life on top of this cliff, and you would say, are you aware that the capital of New York State is Albany? You'd say, yes, I know that. Who cares? What does it have to do with my situation right now? Like, I just wanted to know if you knew that piece of information. Are you aware of the fact that if you let go right now, you're going to die? You say, yeah, I know that. And that is my entire consciousness is focused on that piece of information. I have nothing else in my mind other than that piece of information, that if I let go, I will die. I'm not naturally holding onto branches dangling over hundreds of feet. I'm doing this because this is the situation that I'm in, and if I let go, I'm going to die. Says of Schwartz, we have lots of pieces of information. We'll read this inside. This is Yud Beis on the page Yud Dalet. It's on the right hand side. Hey me madvarim benimshol al ha'adam lahavin. It's on a person to know. Shekol chiyuso tluyu bekach. Our entire life is really dependent on this. Shele neged einov, that it should be in front of our eyes. Ya'amot chilo hayadiyah pshuta, that the knowledge, the simple piece of information, shetachlis chayev hulihios karav leboriel, that the purpose of our life is to be close to Hashem. That has to be an understanding that we have, that our life is dependent on that. Shiyadiyah hazu loti yadiyah ba'alma. It's not just a piece of information. We are filled with pieces of information. Some of us have more than others. Some of us have more inconsequential pieces of information than others. We have lots of pieces of information. And included within that is the information that, yes, our purpose is to be close to Hashem. As we said last week, when we introduced this idea, it was yadua ve'ini yadua. It's known and it's not so known. I'm not saying anything new. I'm not saying a big chiddush, a big novel concept that no one's ever... Wow, I didn't know my purpose was to be close to Hashem. Religious Jews know that their purpose is to be close to Hashem. But it's not something that we're... It's just a piece of information that we have. It says, of course, the first step that we have to have is taking that piece of information and recognizing that's not just another piece of information. That's the type of information that you're holding on to dear life, saying, this is the purpose of my life. If I'm not aware of that information, then I'm not living the purpose of my life during those moments. Whatever it is that I might do, this we spoke about last week, I could be working, I could be hanging out with my kids, I could be spending time by myself. But I'm aware of what my purpose of existence is. And if I'm not aware of what my purpose of existence is, then it's a person hanging onto a branch who forgets for just a moment that he needs to hold on to that branch. That's all it takes, and you're susceptible to fall and die. Says Rav Schwartz in the fourth line, "V'ilu hu shocheach es hayadiyah hazu." If a person would forget this little piece of information that the purpose of his life is to become close to Hashem, who misakein bekachas kol chizu, he puts in danger his entire life. His entire existence is in danger because this is the purpose. We're not just talking about information; we're talking about purpose. Before we get to how do we accomplish this, and again, we've got five more weeks to go, including this week. How do I do that? How do I feel close? What steps, what thought processes, what actions do I take to feel close? Before you get to that, Rashis, the first step, it must be in front of your eyes with clear knowledge, shekol chiyus ha'adam tluyah, but that my entire existence is dependent on it, shekol tachliso lihios karov v'dovuk l'boreil, and that my purpose is to be close and to cleave, attach myself to Hashem. This idea, again, is we're going to tie what we spoke about last week to now moving forward, that I need to first know that that's my purpose. I need to be clear that that's my purpose, that my life exists. My life depends on my working on that, so that I can now seek out how do I do it. But before I can fully appreciate that seeking out of how do I do it, I need to really be aware that that is what I need to be doing. Quotes the pasuk, we won't read the next couple paragraphs inside of Vatem had vekim ba Hashem Elokeichem, you who cleave, who attach yourselves to Hashem, chayim kulchem hayom. Say that phrase all every Shabbos. You say it, every time you take out the Sefer Torah. Vatem had vekim ba Hashem Elokeichem. It's a pasuk in Chumash. You who are dovok, who cleave, who cling, who attach yourself to Hashem, chayim kulchem hayom. You're alive. Now you and I both know many people, many people who do not even know that Hashem exists and have no connection to Him. And they're alive, they breathe, they live, they're walking around us, we work with them. We're related to some of them. Pasuk says, if you're not attached to Hashem, I'll say it the way the Pasuk says it, if you are attached to Hashem, then chayim kolchem, then you'll be alive. So what's the meaning? So there's a spiritual existence, there's a purpose of life. A person can live their entire life and be totally unaware of the fact that they have a purpose. Right, almost the entire, 99.9% of the world's population lives without any connection to a purpose. And we, believing Jews, believe that we were created for a purpose, and we have to be very careful that we actually do live our lives according to that purpose, and try to connect to that. And only people, says the Pasuk, are considered chayim. The only people who are considered chayim are those who are attached, which is why the Mishnah in Masechet Sanhedrin, the Mishnah says, Rishoyim, the wicked ones, b'chayehem, even during their life, are nikroim mesim, are called as if they're all kriyim, as if they're called already dead. Because from a Torah perspective, life and death is not based on the medical perspective of, is he breathing? Is there activity in his brain? That's physical life. But we know that we're not just living a physical life. The animals are living physical life. Human beings are living a physical and spiritual life. And the spiritual life is required to be davar kvashem, is required to understand that that's the purpose, to work towards that purpose, which is why the Mishnah says if you have no connection to that purpose, the Rishayim, they're already called dead. Because from Chazal's perspective, they're not interested in who's considered alive just by their breathing. Are they connected to their purpose of what we're here for? And that requires action. That requires our ability to be focused on that, to understand the significance of that, and to be working towards that. So let's go to Tes Vav on the bottom left corner. Harei hayotzei lanu mikol hanal. What comes out from all that we've already been discussing? Shehaadam sarach lotzeis im sheifa berura lihios dovuk v'kodesh baruch hu b'chol rega v'rega mamish. And this is a beautiful line, that a person has to have a sheifa. Sheifa is a drive, is a desire. After all that we've been discussing, the first step is that a person feels, I want that. I'm listening to this. I'm listening to the concept that there's a purpose, that it's to be close to Hashem. That's what I want to be able to accomplish. I haven't yet even begun to understand how I do that. But I have a desire to know how. I have a she'ifa brura, clear, concise, directed purpose, desire to know how do I accomplish that. That I can accomplish that b'chol rega v'rega. Right, we spoke about success, that two times during my waking hours of a day, two times I thought I should be close to Hashem. Success. But I really have a desire that it should be my day, that I should connect them, I should feel connected. Again, we don't even know what that is yet, we're going to get there, but that's my she'ifa. Va'azai kasher yesh la'odam she'ifa brura, when a person has the desire. Rabbi Akiva Tatz speaks a lot about that the essence of a person is his ratzon. The essence of a person is what his will is. At the end of the day, what is it that we desire? What is it that we want? That defines who we are. And we create that. We create, these are the things that I want to accomplish in life. I'm driven to want these things. A person who desires, who creates his will to have that she'ifa, when he has that, if a person begins to work on that, that's what I want to know, how do I accomplish that? Then atah, then avodoso, then now what his avoda becomes is l'chapez derech, keitzaref shor l'hagiyah. How do I get there? How do I get to that place in which I can accomplish that? But the first step is you'll never carry that through if it's not preceded by a desire that I want to carry that through. I want, I yearn, I desire to be close. When I have that yearning, I'll figure out the mechanisms and methods necessary. Aval muchrach, it's required. Shetchila yihela adam hakara beru. A person has to first have the recognition. Shezet tavkido b'chayim. That is my purpose, and then everything else will be directed towards that. Okay, now let's move on to step two for this evening. Once the person has that understanding that my goal is to understand it, that the goal in life is to be close, and that I have to create my inner desire to want that, so that I can then work through accomplishing what do I need to do in order to get there? How do I accomplish that? Rav Schwartz now moves into the concept of the mitzvahs. So you say, this is the question that we started with. Like, when he asked the question, what's the purpose of life? We're all believing Jews here. Like, why are we ignoring the Torah here? We all know what the purpose is. We have a lot of mitzvahs to do. We have a lot of requirements. It takes up almost all of our waking hours in our day. So here he introduces how that concept, which we're all familiar with, fits into what it is that we're discussing. And he starts with, in the beginning of the Tazayin, top of the next side of your page, Yesh Pitzkam Yadua. There's a well-known phrase, Shemirov Eitzim, because of all of the trees, Lo Rovim Esayah, you don't see the forest, right? You lose the forest from the trees. He wants to use, just borrowing from that concept, that what happens, that the trees being the Tayyig Mitzvahs, we have 613 Mitzvahs, and we lose the purpose, the goal behind them, because we get so caught up with so many things that we have to do. Let's start from the fourth line down. V'hinei atayag heimrak shorashim. Really, the 613 mitzvahs are really only roots. Uprote ha-mitzvahs heimrabim atla. We all know, like, 613 is a nice, cute number. The Gemara discusses it, but we know, if you ask, like, how many things do we actually have to do? Thousands more than 613. Hilchos Shabbos alone, which is listed in the 613 as two. Positive commandment and a negative commandment, and it takes up, you know, books and books and books, and many, many, many mitzvahs are like that in terms of, in the sense of, these are the roots of the mitzvahs, so there's much to do. quotes the Zohar. V'yaduv divrei hazayar hakadosh. It's well known, the words of the Zohar. And if you're not familiar with these words, you don't have to admit it. He says it's well known. We'll assume that we all are familiar with them. Shatay is news to me. Shatayig mitzvah same tayarg itin. The 613 mitzvahs are considered 613 tayarg eitzos ladam, like pieces of advice. They're an eitzah. Eitzos l'shema. What are they pieces of advice for? Eitzos ketzad yidobek ha'adam bekono. They are 613 pieces of advice. Sounds like you don't have to fulfill them. We're required to, but 613 different ways in which a person can connect to his Creator. Kolomar, meaning to say as follows: Kol mahusam shel mitzvos. The entire purpose of the mitzvos, heim einam inyan atmi. They're not for themselves inherently. Elamapa, like a map, maramakom at showing you the way. How does a person achieve connection to his Creator? I'm going to read a little bit more, then we'll go back and try to explain this. In Cain, hamitzvah murkeves bebeis chalakim. Every mitzvah is really a combination of two different parts. Mechelek hamaasi shebo'o hadibor. The action. What do you do to fulfill the mitzvah? Tzitzis, I have to put on a garment that has four corners. Shabbos, this is how I keep Shabbos. Things that I need to do with my mouth. Things that I need to do with my body. There's a part of the mitzvah. How do you fulfill this particular mitzvah? What do you refrain from? What do you actively do? The nosef al kach. And then above that, chelek hatach l'shel hamitzvah. What's the purpose of this particular mitzvah? Good, in order to fulfill tzitzis, you have to have a garment that has four corners, you have to have this type of string, this is how you tie the knot. We could give a whole shiur, a month of shiurim on how do you fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis. And then there's a second chelik of for what? What's the purpose? What does it accomplish? What do you feel? What's your goal in fulfilling that mitzvah? Which is lekarev uledovek as the adam lekona, which is to bring a person close and to allow them us to become to cling to Hashem. Let me bring a mashal to try to explain how I understand what he's saying. Take a mashal from marriage. Be as follows: if you were to ask a man what goes into being a good husband, what's required, go through the list, the yearly list, and come up with a list 30, 50, 100 things that's required to be a good husband. So you come up with a lot of different things. You'd say, well, and do's and don'ts. You'd have a lot of things that you shouldn't do, a lot of things that you should do. Simple things when you walk in the door, don't right away say, what's for dinner? First say, how are you? How was your day? To things like, don't leave your shoes in the middle of the floor. To things like, you should, on a birthday, buy a card and fill out nice words. You should buy flowers on Erev Shabbos. You should help clean up on Erev Shabbos. You should help clean up on Motzei Shabbos. You should take the kids out every once in a while to give your spouse away. You should take your wife out. We come with 1,000 things that would go into what is being a good husband. What are things that a person should do, that a man should do in order to be the good husband? And those things are very, very different. From taking out the garbage to taking your wife out to dinner. Those are very different activities, right? They cost different amounts of money. They cost different amount of times. They're very different. And that whole list, when you apologize, you should buy flowers. Lots of things. And we can go through a class. We are going to teach men how to be good husbands. And we'll go through this whole list. And if we forgot about the main point, what is the goal of every single one of those activities? To develop a close relationship with your wife. That's the purpose of all of them. Sometimes the way that you develop a close relationship is by not leaving your dirty shoes in the middle of the hallway. Correct. Sometimes the way that you develop that close relationship is by not writing out a nice birthday card. There are big occasions which require different things, birthdays, anniversaries. And then there's everyday things, the do's and the don'ts. Each action is very different, yet there's a purpose to all of them, which in this example we take for granted. Of course, that's the purpose of all of these things, is to develop a relationship in which you become close to the spouse whom you love, and you develop a relationship. These are how you do that. These are the things that go into that. If you would do any of those things to a stranger, thinking of taking a random stranger and going through all of those activities. So I'm going to buy a random stranger a bouquet of flowers and fill out a nice card expressing how wonderful they are. And what, I don't understand. What does that mean? But I did it. I did the action. Didn't you tell me that? Yeah, I know. But obviously, you don't just do that to anybody. These are all things which there's a goal. There's a person who is the object of all of these activities that you're trying to create a relationship. And if that person actually gave you their do's and don'ts themselves, how much better is it than a wife who actually says, now I know all those things. But there's a purpose to all of them. There's the maisa, the action that needs to be done. And then there's a goal, there's a purpose that we're trying to create a relationship through all of these things. How in the world do we create that relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam? What are the do's and don'ts of creating a relationship with our Creator, who there's no tangible person on the other end of the table that we're speaking to? How do you do that? How do you create a relationship with that which is so large, so infinite, so beyond our comprehension? So if we were to have started the other way, but let's create a relationship, we'd be totally lost. So the Ribono Shel Olam gave us the Torah. And he said, I'll tell you how. These are the things you do, these are the things that you don't do. And we then spend a lot of time making sure we get them right. Because if we don't get them right, so we're not going to be able to create that relationship. Says Rav Schwartz, but you can never forget that above and beyond the actual action, what goes into the mitzvah, there's a purpose behind it. There's a tachlis, there's a goal. And that goal is to become davuk to the Boreolam, to become close, to cling, to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And these are all the methods that we do in order to become. And that's why Yom Tovim are so much bigger. Imagine a husband who blows the birthday, who blows the anniversary. It's far more offensive than if he just walks in and says, what's for dinner, before asking how your day was. Because this is a special occasion. Like, you blew this occasion? You forgot about it? You can't. We know, we understand. There are bigger, more important days than other. We have concepts of Yom Tovim, we have concepts of all sorts of things throughout the Torah, but they're all, according to the Zohar, as I understand, based on Rabbi Schwartz's quoting, Eitzos, so to speak. These are how you develop the relationship. These are the physical actions, the things that you do in order to develop the relationship. So that, in the next example that he brings, we can get caught up in the mitzvah and totally lose the relationship. In the same way, in my mashal, if you were to have a husband who was just so busy writing a script that he tried to do all the right things and was just oblivious that there was another person there, he was just trying to make sure he said all the right things and did all the right things, and never recognized that there was that all those things were just there to allow the relationship to develop. But for example, say he took his wife out to eat. Take her out to eat once a week. He takes her out and doesn't talk to her the whole time. And he comes and says, I did it. It said I need to take out my wife to dinner once a week. I did. The point of that was that you should be able to connect. We're trying to give you ways of connect. One of the ways, when you go out, now you put everything aside. Now it's just you and her together. He says, I took her out. I know, but if you're on the BlackBerry the whole time, you missed the whole thing. That was the point. So the mitzvahs require that. So he says, Moshe l'mad davar doma, we wear our tzitzis, we put on a talus. Says a guy who's in his 30s, in his 40s, will have put on his tzitzis hundreds, if thousands upon thousands of times. 365 times a year, times 10 years. I mean, tens of thousands of times. You'd think you'd feel really close to the Ribono Shel Olam. I mean, each mitzvah is supposed to bring you close, right? By the time a person's in his 50s, you can imagine. Talos and tefillin, all of these times, he must be so immensely close. Right? I don't need to explain it. None of us. It doesn't work that way. You can get so caught up in doing the mitzvah, then you don't even think about. But if you're not thinking about what was the purpose of this mitzvah? I put on talos and tefillin this morning. I put on talos and tefillin this morning, and I'll be meyid, I'll ask me, I'll testify unto myself. Didn't occur to me once that this was supposed to bring me close to the Ribono Shel Olam. Not once. During the 45 minutes I was wearing my talus and tefillin, did it even occur to me to think about how this was supposed to bring me close to Hashem? It didn't. I'll admit it. And I have a card written out of Kibbutz Balakim Lito, that's what I'm working on. And those 45 minutes were lost because I was doing other things. I was running around trying to run a minyan. It didn't work. So imagine you go through a whole lifetime like that. You're doing all the right maisim. You're doing all the right actions. You're doing the mitzvahs. But if it's not with an awareness that the purpose of these mitzvahs is to bring me close to the Ribono Shel Olam, So and as you're doing them, you're doing one part of it, one chelik, one part correctly. You're doing what needs to be done, but the other part is something in our consciousness. In my mashal of a husband and a wife, so husbands are more or less aware that that's why they're doing their things. It's to develop a relationship. Yet we, even though we know it, that it's to develop a relationship with Hashem, but it's not active. It's not in the forefront of our minds as we're doing all of these things, that there's a purpose and there's a goal to bring us close to Hashem as we do that. Okay, that brings us to section 3 for this evening. Section 1 again, remembering that we need to have a she'ifa, we need to have a drive, we need to feel and understand that it is imperative for us, like holding on to a branch over a cliff, that coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the tachlis of our life. And that every moment we are not aware of that, we are not living the purpose of our life, because we're busy doing other things, but we're not living according to our purpose. So that's step 1 of remembering that she'ifa, that we have to accomplish that. Number 2 is that we're going to use the mitzvahs to be able to accomplish that. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us all of these mitzvahs. He didn't give us to drive us crazy. He didn't do it to make our lives miserable, to keep us busy. He was saying, I'm going to give you a list. Like any husband, like all of us, all husbands who get married, like, please tell me what to do. I'm clueless how to make this work. If somebody would give me a list, I'd be so much better off. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'll give you the list. Here are the things that you need to do. But don't forget, don't get caught up in doing all these things and forget that I'm at the other end. That there's a purpose in doing them, that's developed a relationship. Let's begin with this next section we'll do for a couple of minutes. And this is then going to take us throughout the rest. Beginning the process of, okay, great. How now do I feel that? How do I accomplish that? How do I work into my daily life and existence that I'm developing that feeling, that sense of closeness to Hashem? Let's begin to explain as hamusag kirvas Hashem, the concept of closeness to Hashem. I've been saying that for 2 sessions now. Close to Hashem, be close. What does that mean to be close to Hashem? Miu aboris baruch Hu. Who is the Creator? Mishu ro so pam. Has anyone ever seen him? Right, mikram alemei. The Torah itself, the pasuk testifies, ki lo yirani ha'adam v'chai. No one can possibly see me. Afilu al kvodo yisparach Moshe bikesh Moshe. Even when Hashem Moshe just asked to see his glory, Hashem said, "Achora yiru." From behind me, you can see you. Fanai lo, but not my face. It's impossible to see, to know. So we're talking about a concept which is just going to set us up for the difficulty of the task, in which we're talking about becoming close to a Creator who we can't be close to. And I say that meaning, but we do need to be close to, yet we can't fully understand, we can't grasp, we can't see, and that Bore, that Creator, created us and wants us to be close to Him. So Kishonu Medabrim Al Kirva Sa'adam Labor, when we speak about this concept that we're going to become close to that which we can't see, that which we can't feel, in the sense of what David HaMelech said in Tehillim, that I should be close to Hashem. That's what goodness is. Good is being close to Hashem. What's the kavan? What's the intention? What's the meaning of becoming close to Hashem? What's the essence, the concept of that? Yiduin Divrei Chazal. It's known, Chazal say, Sheles Asar Ponoi Minei. There is no area, there's no place that's free from Him. Meaning Hashem occupies every aspect of space in the entire universe. There is no aspect, there is no coordinate in space that you can come up with where Hashem Himself doesn't exist. In fact, we call Him the Makom, HaMakom, call Him the place. Right? He is the Makom Shel Olam. The world exists in His space. So there is no area, there's no vacuum of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence. If there were to be such a thing of the vacuum of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence, that vacuum wouldn't exist. And you can't exist without it. Come on, Masha Kodesh Baruch Hu nimsa b'chol makom mamish. He's literally in every single place. Same Cain. Okay, so if he's here, he's right here in front of us, he's right here at the table right now, he's here learning with us. So im noven es hamuso karov labore b'muv on hagashim, if we would start with physical proximity. I want to be close to him in any form of a physical sense. Like Shashulchan Shakarov Lakisi, like right now, my chair is pretty close to this table. Imkain Kulana Krovim Labore. We're all pretty close to Hashem. Kosh Baruch Hu created us. He exists everywhere that we exist. Everywhere we go, He goes with us. We can't ever get away from Him. So what do you mean we have to become close to Hashem? We are close to Hashem. You couldn't be any closer than we are 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Shaharei b'chol makom sh'anu nimtzayim, gam habor yolam nimtza. What are you talking about, that shadow, me and my shadow? But there's no escaping it. He is everywhere. Everywhere we go, He's there with us. And yet we talk about working on being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Im kein kulanu krovim kol hazman labor. Im kein matzarech ba'omel ha'adam koi mechayiv lahasa kivros Hashem. Why do we need to toil our whole life to achieve closeness? From the moment we're born, we're close. Ulam baro lekol echad. So it's clear to all of us as I am speaking. If you would have thought of this, you would have said this yourself. Shelo zeh hamusag kirvas Hashem. That's not the concept that we're talking about. When we talk about kirvas Hashem, we talk about being close. We're not talking about anything physical. Ani yoshev liad ha-shulchan. I'm sitting right now, right next to this table. Azay ani karv. I'm close to the table. But that's lo zu hakirva lebor. That's not what we're talking about. It goes without saying. So, but what is therefore being said when we talk about closeness is, so if we could remove physical, because we know that we're always close to Him, and whatever, now He's obviously a spiritual being that doesn't take up any physical space, but everywhere we go, we are in close proximity to Him. Therefore, let's start a little bit in Chaf Beis. Hamusag kirva lebor yisbarach shemo. So we talk about this concept of being close, who musak shoyin alech, completely different. Let me talk about just physical closeness. In Beirarnu la'atzmeinu kivi sheboru lef, we explain to ourselves, if it comes clear to us, shekol tachlis chayi ho'odam hilihios karo v'dovuk v'borei. If the purpose of our life is to become close, then it's incumbent upon us to be mivarer what that concept of closeness means. It's almost worth stopping, almost like, let's take a second, let's about, I don't know, what would it mean when we talk about, David HaMelech says the phrase, kirvos Elokim. Atem hadvekim b'Hashem Elokeichem. The Torah itself uses the phrase, you are cleaving, you who cleave to Hashem are alive today. What does it mean to be close to Hashem? What does it mean to cling to Hashem? Because it can't mean physically, that's obviously ridiculous. Kol Shporuch Hu is everywhere, He's nothing physical to cling to. What is the concept of clinging to Hashem? He has a phrase here at the bottom of his paragraph. He says, Adam hayetzarech lios nachon l'shalei milyoinim. As kol rechush, a person should be willing to pay millions of dollars. Everything that he owns, ki im lo borer lo adam mahi kirvas Hashem. Because if it's not clear to us what that means, im kein lo borer lo klal ma tachliso b'chayim. Then he has no idea what the purpose of his life is. And he's setting us up now to say, if the purpose of our life is to become close, and we don't really understand what that means to be close. And I would venture to say, I myself, till working through this, would not know how to answer that question. What does it mean to feel close to Hashem? What does it mean? I think about it, I feel Him, does it mean I believe in Him, trust in Him? What does it mean? What would it look like if I were to stop right here and say, this week's homework assignment is like, what would success mean? What would success look like if we were to have fulfilled this pasuk in Tehillim of Kirvas Elokim Li Tov? I have now fulfilled it. I feel Tov. I feel good because I fulfilled Kirvas Elokim. What does it look like? What would my life be like? What should my actions, what are my thought processes like? Should be willing to pay millions of dollars, he says, to get that, because if we become clear that that's the tachlis, that's my purpose, that's why I'm here, and I have all of those mitzvahs to get me there, and yet we all know that a person can be shomer kol tayag mitzvahs. He can fulfill every single one of the 613 mitzvahs and not get there, because I put on my talis and tefillin every day, and it's not working for me without an additional aspect of, I need to be working on this, I need to be thinking about this, I need to be aware of what I'm doing. So if I can keep Shabbos my whole life and it doesn't do it for me, I can keep kashrus my whole life, I can keep talis, fill in, you name it. So I'm aware that I need to become close. I'm doing all the right things, and yet that second aspect of the mitzvah, the second aspect that says, this is what you need to be working on to accomplish the goal, well, I'll pay whatever it takes to know what that means. Lucky for you, you don't have to pay a cent. You just have to keep coming back on Monday nights, and we'll continue working through the Sefer. and we'll get there. But that is what a person needs to be able to obey. What does it mean, kirva? What does it mean, closeness? I have closeness of physicality, table. I have close, I have relatives that I'm close to. I have friends that I'm close to. What does it mean that I'm close to Hashem? What does it mean that I could become, I can have that? I'll leave you with that thought. We'll stop a few minutes early because of the Elul program that we have over here before Maariv. And we'll continue, Mr. Hashem, next week as we begin to delve deeper into this concept as to what does that look like as I use my mitzvahs and I use this she'ifa, this desire, this drive that I have to continue to feel close, to know what I will accomplish, what I'll look like when I actually feel that, when I get there, of kirvas elokim litov. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.